नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 32 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स हिज लाइफ। तावत् सुतलम् अध्यास्तम् विश्वकर्मा विनिर्मितम् यद् आधयो व्याधयश्च क्लमस्तन्द्रा पराभव नोपसर्गा विवसताम् संभवन्ति ममेक्षया। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन गशला एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन Until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutala, which was made by Vishwakarma according to my order. Because it is especially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may now go live there peacefully. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vishwakarma is the engineer or architect for the palatial building in the heavenly planets. Therefore, since he was engaged to construct residential quarters of Bali Maharaj, the buildings and palaces on the planet Sutala must at least equal those on the heavenly planets. A further advantage of this place designed for Bali Maharaj was that he would not be disturbed by any outward calamity. Moreover, he would not be disturbed by mental or bodily miseries. These are all extraordinary features of the planet Sutala where Bali Maharaj would live. In the Vedic literatures, we find descriptions of many different planets where there are many, many palaces, hundreds and thousands of times better than those of which we have experienced on this planet Earth. When we speak of palaces, this naturally includes the idea of great cities and towns. Unfortunately, when modern scientists try to explore other planets, they see nothing but rocks and sand. Of course, they may go on their frivolous excursions, but the students of Vedic literature will never believe them or give them any credit for exploring other planets. So I humbly seek blessings from all the devotees to speak something. We are reading from this chapter entitled Bali Maharaj Surrendering His Life. And we find in this chapter that Bali Maharaj is doing Atma Samarpanam. He is giving whatever he possesses to the Lord. If some neophyte devotee or a new person hearing this pastime, he can be scared that how can be Lord be so cruel that he can take away everything what one possesses, humiliate in such a way in front of everyone. This question may daunt in somebody's mind that how can Lord can do something like this where everything has been taken away. But the nature of Krishna is to give. Like Krishna is Supreme Father. So you find that a loving father always want to give something to the child. Okay, take this, take this. You want to spend for the child, want to give something for the child. And here Krishna is Supreme Father. And here he is showing something, different facet of his. And he is taking away everything from Bali Maharaj possession. So sometimes somebody may be bewildered that how is it so? But we find that later in this verse, Lord told Bali Maharaj that actually now you have surrendered to me everything, I have taken it. But now I want you to stay in a Sutala Loka. And Lord described this, that this particular planet will be more opulent than even heavenly planet also. What even actually Bali Maharaj was aspiring for, better opulence. But Krishna gave more opulence than actually he could even digest also. He instructed Vishwakarma, and Vishwakarma would be constructing a planet, exclusive planet, huge planet, much bigger than Earth planet, many times bigger than Earth planet, many times more opulent than heavenly planets, what to speak of earthly planet. Then a question may come in somebody's mind, if Krishna wants to give, then why he took? If Krishna wanted to give, then why he should take from Bali Maharaj and humiliate in such a way? The reason is that Krishna didn't wanted the opulence of Bali Maharaj. Krishna wanted his attachment. We speak many times about Vairagya. But higher principle than Vairagya is Yukta Vairagya, where we use opulence also, or whatever facilities are available, we can use in Krishna's service. So many times, Krishna may take away whatever you possess. And we know that is a special mercy of the Lord, because a person is fully become detached. I don't have anything now. What is left to be attached for? And in such a state, even if Krishna gives again back more, he will not be attached. And he can be engaged in Yukta Vairagya. And Krishna doesn't desire that his devotees, like say, suffer. He wants that his devotees should be dependent on him, but he doesn't want his devotees to be suffer. For example, Sudama Vipra, he gave opulence because he could digest the opulence. He gave Dhruva Maharaj opulence. We know that in this material world itself, Supreme Lord gave a place to Dhruva Maharaj in Dhruva Loka. And Dhruva Loka is the topmost planet. And actually it is part of spiritual world in this material world. So Krishna many times gives facilities to his devotees. Take it. Because he knows that my devotee will not be carried away by these facilities. But any given point of time, if Krishna thinks that he will be carried away, Krishna takes away what he possesses. And you find that there are so many examples where Krishna has taken away from his devotee. And a neophyte devotee may question, how is it so? That I just had something only, that also Krishna take it. But Krishna rewards also if somebody can digest. Like Srila Prabhupada, he is a family man, a businessman. And Krishna took everything away from him. And he brought him in a simple two rooms in Radha Damodar temple, where he didn't have any possession. He would just make account of paisa to paisa account in Radha Damodar temple. And from a businessman, he came to this status. Left his family, left his business, no opulence. His business should be ideally be successful because of his intelligence. But everything went wrong on his side. So somebody may question that, how is it so? Krishna can be cruel. So Krishna made Prabhupada completely detached. And then, when Krishna wanted to give, Krishna gave Prabhupada in the sadhu dress itself. Prabhupada had over 100 temples. And who can be so rich here that he can buy a temple at Juhu? Nobody can be buy a temple at Juhu, property like this, which runs into thousands of crores. And Prabhupada gave, Krishna gave Prabhupada over 100 temples. He left few family members. And Prabhupada proudly would say, now I have got so many disciples. Prabhupada had over 5,000 disciples. And many of the disciples are ready to just follow each instructions of Prabhupada's order. Like obedient children. And in family life, Prabhupada didn't have much obedience from his wife and children. He wanted to engage them in spiritual life, but nobody was interested. And here, Krishna gives so much. In all respects. So Krishna has got his unique way of taking and giving it back. And devotees from their side, they always want to be small. Because when a person is small, he can easily remember Krishna. Devotees from their side, they never consider to be acharya or want to be. They just want to remain humble person. Meek person, small person, because when a person is small, he can easily remember Krishna. But from Krishna's side, he doesn't want to keep his devotees small. Generally, Krishna glorifies his devotees. You find many times Krishna even glorifies an ordinary, simple devotee also. If you had not been devotee, very few people may be knowing him. And sometimes devotee, Krishna shows a devotee through the whole world. See, he is my glorious devotee. He glorifies his devotion. Like, I used to go to Sin, went in one or two crematorium times. So I noticed that many times some rich man's body also come. But just 10, 20, 25 people around him. And I find that sometimes devotee is there, he passes away. Thousands of people coming with him. Isn't it opulence? So many people spending time. So no devotee can remain small. Krishna always wants to show his devotee to the whole world. And many times Krishna gives opulence also. Unparalleled opulence. Like in our congregation, I would like to mention about one devotee. So some of you may be knowing it. But it is quite connected with this today's episode. So, he is part of stockbroking firm. And his schedule is that he goes to the office just 2 days in a week. And of that 2 days, he doesn't go for 12 hours or so. He just goes 4 hours each day. So that makes total he goes in a week just for 8 hours. Out of 8 hours, he does 4 hours work of temple only. So you can imagine he just goes to the office for 4 hours only in a whole week. Which businessman will do this? No businessman. So what are his prospects? No prospects at all. But just he told me that he's into investment business. And there are 10,000 mutual funds, individual mutual funds in Bombay. 10,000. And he ranked first. And I don't know whether you have got some experience of stock brokers. They are very one-pointed in their determination to earn profit. Be in the office from morning to late evening. So many people, so many working heads. Just focus on the business. Just focus. And what is the chance that a person just spending, say, 4 hours in a week can compete with some, can, what to speak of compete, can survive. And here Krishna, out of 10,000 forms, he is giving first ranking and he is getting some big award also. People are recognizing him. So this is something very strange. And that's what Krishna does with each devotee. Devotee doesn't want to boast himself. They want to be small. Because when we are small, happily we can remember Krishna. Main problem comes that we have become big. Then the problem comes. We may disrespect devotees or we may think we are something special or so. So, devotee's side, they want to remain small. But Krishna's side, he wants to glorify that devotee. And we find that many, many devotees have been glorified in a unique way. Unique way. And that is Krishna's one of the quality. He likes to glorify his devotees. We see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime that when he would speak about devotees' glorification, he would glorify a devotee with so much enthusiasm. Like it is said that he was glorifying Haridas Thakur. So as if he has got five mouths, he would glorify Thakur Haridas. Or when he would glorify, say, 100 mouths, Vasudev Dutt. And it would appear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying with 100 mouths. And Lord would glorify his devotee with so much enthusiasm. And that is the quality of this, of the Lord. So in the material world also, Lord want to glorify his devotee. Show to the world, see how glorious is my devotee. And that is the quality. Suppose Vamandev would not have appeared and taken three steps, we would not have come to about Bali Maharaj. Generally somebody hears his pastime of Bali Maharaj and just hears one episode only, Krishna keeping his feet on Bali Maharaj and taking everything. So anyone will say, ki Bali ko Bali ka bakra bana diya karke, vagare. So, but in Vedic times also, like people used to give Bali of say an animal. So in that Bali, a person, animal will be sacrificed. But in Vedic system, they won't be killed. After the sacrifice, they will given a better body. Like a, say, old animal is sacrificed in the sacrificial arena. And after that, that animal will be given younger body. So many times people say Bali bana diya. Similarly here, Bali Maharaj also, at one point of time, Krishna took everything from him. Bali bana diya unko. But as he, in sacrificial altar, animals are given better body. Similarly, Bali Maharaj is given even material, better facilities. So that is Krishna's nature. His nature is to give. He wants to give. He is a father. He is always giving to his children, and especially to his obedient children. He is always giving. And here, Krishna has instructed Vishwakarma to construct a planet, Sutala Loka, for pleasure of the for Bali Maharaj residence, and it is more opulent than heavenly planets also. It is, Prabhupada mentions that it is 100 times more opulent than heavenly planets. We can't understand with our mental energy what can be, how much opulent will be heavenly planet will be. Meantime, people are tempted do karma kand to go to heavenly planets, but nonetheless they cannot fathom that how heavenly planets are materially so equipped. And here, Vishwakarma, who is an engineer, is so wonderful engineer. Like many times we find here some construction engineer is there. They are very efficient. This is, many people says that within 2 months they can make a building. Quite efficient. But you can imagine Vishwakarma, he can create a whole city in a very short time. Suppose some engineer may be there, he can make a building over here. And how much a building lasts? 100 years. But Vishwakarma, he is an empowered, like Vishwakarma has made many things. In my opinion, he has made Dwarka also. Dwarka is made by Vishwakarma. One of the caves where Lord Ramchandra resided for a long time was made by Vishwakarma. So he's an empowered person. He creates heavenly palatial buildings. And we know that in heavenly planets, the lives of the people are so long. So naturally, if he has to construct a building, it has to last for millions of years. It cannot last for 100 years. It has to last for millions of years. So that is empowerment given by the Lord. Same like Bali Maharaj is empowered to have the facility. Vishwakarma is empowered to construct. Like servants of the Lord are given powers so that they can do better service to the Lord. So Vishwakarma has constructed this palatial Sutala Loka where Bali Maharaj is supposed to recite. And it is so palatial, so much opulence, unparalleled opulence. And in the translation, Purport Srila Prabhupada mentions that it is free from any mundane anxiety also. No mental anxiety. Suppose some big businessman say that, okay, I may not have that much opulence, but still I have got so much opulence. I can construct my own building. I can stay in that my own building. So much opulence is there. It may be little less, but still I have got opulence. But he is not free from mental anxiety. He has got so much mental anxiety in so many ways. Even Indra has got mental anxiety. Somebody can attack Indra Loka, but nobody can attack Sutala Loka. He is the king over there in one way. So that is what Krishna gives. And devotees uses that in Krishna's service. All the big facilities are given, but devotee's heart is to render devotional service. For example, we find that Brahmaji, Haridas Thakur in his previous life is Brahma himself. And Brahma has got more facilities than Indra. So much facility Brahma has got. More facility than Indra. Huge facility. And that same Brahma is desiring to render humble service at the lotus feet of the Lord. And same Brahma comes as Haridas Thakur. And what is his activity? He just chants Hare Krishna mantra humbly, without any considerations, without asking for any respects, without any consideration. He is just absorbed in chanting of the holy names. Prominent activity throughout his life, Haridas Thakur's life. Before even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth itself, Haridas Thakur was absorbed in chanting of the holy names. Even a person like Brahma, who has got so much facility, he wants to come down and want to be small and just engage in chanting of the holy names. This is what actually I want, my Lord. I don't want all these facilities. And at this particular juncture, when devotees are given facilities also, they can be engaged in Yukta Vairagya. Because they don't want it. Suppose I don't want something and I have been awarded, I can easily use in Krishna's service. Okay, take it. I can use in Krishna's service. Suppose somebody, there is a garland. So I can easily give it to Krishna. But suppose somebody is having a money, so this is difficult because at that time I can use for myself itself. But suppose something is there which I am not attached in any way, I can easily use in Krishna's service. So similarly, Krishna gives when somebody is mature enough to digest it. And at that time, a person engages in Yukta Vairagya. He engages everyone in Krishna's service. Uses all facilities for the pleasure of the Lord. In glorification of the Lord. Earlier times, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj would be kings. But engage in Yukta Vairagya. They don't want anything. As soon as Yudhishthira Maharaj learned that Krishna disappeared from this planet, he planned to go to the north and retire from his kingly life, detached. So Krishna awards facilities. to engage in more service. Here we find that Prabhupada also emphasizes here that about there are many planet Earth, many planets are opulent, and Prabhupada says that many times, say modern scientists and other people are want to do excursion and try to find out what is there on this planet, or go to some other planet and try to find out what is there. Like Prabhupada from Astha channel is starting Discovery Channel, like from devotional is mentioning about how there are, say, many opulent things in other planets also. And many times people watch Discovery Channel to see something very surprising thing. Something which we have not seen, and we see it, so we are attracted. Oh, some fish are like this, or some animal is like this, or forest in Africa, this is alive. Oh, wonderful. So we may be attracted by something of this just one planet Earth. So what if on Discovery Channel, if heavenly planets are shown, you can imagine people will faint. Like generally people want to see something which is they have never shown. Many creative filmmaker may be there. They do something wonderful, photography and shooting, when they show something wonderful. But heavenly planets are much more wonderful in any way. Like you find in some films, I don't see, but I see posters. Like in some films, they shrink someone. Like say they want to see, say somebody is very big and somebody is very small, and focusing on showing that. Or you find that some, say, fish has been shown, shark or something like this, and activities of the shark. Or say some monkey is shown on the screen with huge body. And people are surprised. Oh, huge body monkey. Or sharks, how shark is attacking. But there are many, many things in this material world itself which is million of times more shocking than what actually this can even think of it. For example, in scriptures, it is mentioned that there are Timingala fish who can easily swallow shark also. And people are captivated by seeing the movie of shark. And what to speak of Timingala fish? Such a huge capacity it has got. In scripture it is mentioned that there are many, many variety of planets. Bhagavatam it is mentioned, the powerful Discovery Channel. So, there are many, many planets are there. And some planets, there are different variety of ocean are there. Some planet, there is ocean of milk, ocean of fruit juices, ocean of liquor, ocean of honey. If something is shown like this, you can imagine how much creating and captivating it will be. Like even say, we see a honey dropping. Suppose from a glass, if you see a honey dropping, it's so sweet. This comes in a very, so you can imagine whole ocean full of honey. And the waves of honey are coming out. And how beautiful it will look. People want to take bath in honey ocean will come outside with whole honey on his body. There are different variety of birds flying on the sky. Different varieties of trees are there. Different varieties of people are there. All together, completely different scenario. Then how much people will be captivated? Mahavishnu lies on Kshir Sagar. Kshir means milk. The milk is so scanty these days, pure milk is there. And Lord sleeps on Kshir Sagar, ocean of milk. You can imagine such a beautiful sight it will be. And this ocean is not, say, ocean like Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean. It's much, 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 much bigger than these oceans. So much creativity is there. Like people want to see on films, big bodies, huge body, fighting with small bodies. And here you can compare Mahavishnu's body. Mahavishnu inhales, and when he inhales, whole universe enters the small pore of his body. And you know that universe is so big, we can't even with naked eyes see the other end of the universe. We can at night, we can see some of the planets only. We can't see all the planets because some planets are so far that even if they are shining, we can't see that. Like Brahmaloka, we can't see from here, from our naked eyes, even so far they are. And Mahavishnu lies on that. It is mentioned in scriptures, Andan Tarastha Paramanu Chayan Tarastham. So he becomes larger than the largest, where he, all Brahmanda goes in his body, and he becomes smaller than the smallest also. As a Paramatma, he can enter into bacteria's heart or ant's heart, and nobody can see also. See, even on mundane platform, in this material creation, so much variety is there which can completely bewilder somebody. So much variety is there. You read Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Brahma resides. So that planet is completely made up of gold. And it is not one planet made up of very small place. It is huge planet. Solid gold. Isn't it surprising? Like say, suppose in this world, suppose an additional gold mine somebody may found, and it will be news throughout the world that a big gold mine has been found. And how much gold it can produce. And here a huge planet made of complete solid gold. And that is the opulence. If Krishna wants to give, he can give so much opulence. And what if all this is shown on a channel and see, this can be there. So if all this is shown by Krishna to us, a person will be captivated. See, even the things of this material world can captivate us so much. So what to think of, say, spiritual world? How much a person will be captivated? In material world, Krishna can give so much captivation. A person is wonderstruck. His jaws will fall down when he sees something very wonderful. So what to speak of something of the spiritual world, which is much more dynamic than anything of this material world. You can imagine, like say, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he sweats, and from his body sweat comes so much, then he lights on that water body of sweat. Quite surprising. Who will believe it? Nobody will believe it. In spiritual world, it's so dynamic. Sometimes people may wonder, how is it so? Is it true? Like if we say that there's a blue boy in spiritual world playing flute, very strange to believe. But spiritual world is much more wonderful than anything of this material world. If we give some information also, like people are struck. We find that in spiritual world, people eat, but they don't pass stool. Very surprising, no? People are eating. Cowherd boys are eating with Krishna, or gopis are offering bhogas to Krishna, kindly eat, and so many varieties. But we don't find that Krishna at the bank of Yamuna, he goes with a lota. We don't find that. Or we don't find cowherd friends or engage in all this activity. Quite surprising. Somebody keep on eating and he doesn't have to pass for call of nature. Cowherd boys are going on Govardhan Hill and it's made up of rock. But as soon as somebody put a step on Govardhan Hill, it becomes like cushion. Soft, very soft. Like foam. It's like so pleasant to keep their feet. Quite surprising. In spiritual world, Surbhi cows are mentioned. They can give unlimited milk. Isn't it surprising? A cow may be giving 10, 20, 25 liter milk. The Surbi cows give unlimited milk. Chintamani. Each stone is Chintamani. Kalpavruksha. Each tree is Kalpavruksha. Wish fulfilling tree. So spiritual world is so much with astonishment. So much with astonishment. Like it is mentioned that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shed tears, and many times Srimati Radharani also shed tears, so it's like say rivers of tears flowing. We can't conceive that. In spiritual world, Krishna is one. And there are so many of devotees are there. Spiritual world is bigger than material world. That means there are so many people residing in spiritual world. And Prabhupada mentions that each devotee can see Krishna face to face 24-hour time. How is it possible? Like suppose on this planet, how many people may be living? Maybe say some hundreds of crores of people may be staying on this planet. Only if we consider human species. So many planets, so many universes in spiritual world, so many people. And each devotee can say Krishna face to face at all times. Isn't it surprising? The spiritual world is so dynamic. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvi Thakur would say that actually, I can take out a newspaper every minute about the information of the spiritual world. Actually, it is a fact. But very surprising thing, people in spiritual world are not captivated by the wonders of the spiritual world. They are captivated by Krishna more. There are many wonderful things in spiritual world. But they are captivated more by Krishna's attractiveness. And they are more concerned to how to serve Krishna best. That is spiritual world. Here we are captivated by something which is very wonderful. And many times we hear narration of, like many times, many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, narrations are mentioned about other planetary systems, other universes, how creation takes place, Pradhan, and so many things. So, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj once told that it is very purifying to hear this. Because we can understand how great Krishna is. And we can only focus on devotional service or remembering Him better when only we understand that I am very insignificant compared to the potencies of the Lord. Lord is all potent. As long as He is giving His mercy to us, we are protected. Daivi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. That means my energy is very powerful, difficult to overcome. Only if His mercy is there, then only we can overcome it. So when we hear about these narrations, then actually we understand that how glorious, how powerful is Krishna. Otherwise, if we don't understand, a person can take to Sahajyaism. And Sahajyas, they cannot focus on devotional service for a long time or they cannot focus on Krishna consciousness. But devotees want to hear. Like Prabhupada repeatedly mentions about energies of the Lord. But how Lord is powerful. The reason is that unless we understand that Lord is very great and I am always insignificant compared to Him, then only we can focus on His devotional service. Then understand that I am getting something which is very much privilege. It's a rare thing I am getting to serve the Lord. To attend the lotus feet of the Lord, it's very rare. Here Bali Maharaj is getting the lotus feet of his Lord on his head. And which is even aspired by big, big demigods. And they don't get it. And Bali Maharaj is getting that. And his privilege, he is happy with it. And that is devotee. Devotee is not captivated by material opulence of this world. Devotee is not captivated by glamours of this world or hearing something wonderful, heavenly planets. He is not captivated. And nature of the Lord is to give. We find that Lord in so many pastimes when He gives darshan, He is insisting His viewer, take something. And devotee from His side, no, my dear Lord, I don't want it. We find many, many devotees. We find dealings between Lord and his devotees. When Lord gives darshan to the devotee, Lord asked, my dear devotee, what do you want? Take this, take this. And devotee says, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. So that is the nature of a devotee, to be satisfied. He doesn't want opulence. And that is the nature of the Lord, to give. And Krishna is always a giver to the devotee. Even when he is taking, he is giving. He is giving himself to that devotee. And more than giving opulence to Bali Maharaj, Krishna gave him devotional service. And that is the topmost wealth. Devotional service is the topmost wealth. And somebody is, what is the proof that somebody has attained devotional service? He is not attracted by, say, pleasures or captivations of this material world. He will be detached. Like many times somebody even take just some months or some years of devotional service. And earlier he may be attached to watching cricket or something like watching television and so forth. But as soon as he takes to devotional service, it becomes distasteful. Kya hai karke? Not important. Don't waste time. So that is a sign of advancement, that a person is not captivated by this glamours of this world. He is fixed up in his sweet rendering devotional service. And that is a perfection for devotee. Hare Krishna, I would like to end. Thank you very much. If anyone has got any comment, they can say. The Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.